India apologizes for accidental and regrettable launch of missile into Pakistan. By John Hayward on March 14, 2022. India on Friday officially confirmed that one of its missiles was launched into the territory of its rival Pakistan. India said the launch was accidental and deeply regrettable. Pakistan did not accept the apology, denouncing the launch as a flagrant offense that should be investigated with urgency, sensitivity, and alarm. Pakistani military officials said Wednesday night a high-speed flying object launched from India's Haryana state crashed near the Pakistani city of Mian Shanyu, inflicting minor damage. No injuries were reported, although the Pakistani government said civilian aircraft were seriously jeopardized by the passage of the supersonic missile. The flight path of this object endangered many national and international passenger flights both in Indian and Pakistani airspace, as well as human life and property of ground, said a military spokesman. Pakistan summoned India's top ambassador on Friday to lodge a complaint. India confirmed the damage to Mian Shanyu was caused by the inadvertent launch of an unarmed missile. On March 9, 2022, in the course of routine maintenance, a technical malfunction led to the accidental firing of a missile. The government of India has taken a serious view and ordered a high-level court of inquiry, said a statement from the Indian Defence Ministry. It is learned that the missile landed in an area of Pakistan. While the incident is deeply regrettable, it is also a matter of relief that there has been no loss of life due to the accident, the statement added. Pakistani National Security Advisor Mohit Yusuf rejected the Indian statement, criticizing the Indian government for taking almost 2 days to admit a missile had been fired and expressing skepticism of the technical malfunction explanation. The world must treat this incident with the urgency, sensitivity, and alarm it deserves, Yusuf said, wondering if the missile was truly an inadvertent launch, or perhaps something more intentional. It is also highly irresponsible of Indian authorities not to have informed Pakistan immediately that an inadvertent launch of a cruise missile had taken place, he added. Whatever caused this incident to happen, it is for the Indians to explain. It nevertheless shows their disregard for aviation safety and reflects very poorly on their technological prowess and procedural efficiency, sniffed Pakistani military spokesman Major General Bob Arif Dahar. On Saturday, Pakistan demanded a joint probe of the incident by international investigators. Such a serious matter cannot be addressed with a simplistic explanation proffered by the Indian authorities, the Pakistani Foreign Ministry said. The New York Times, NYT, was tremendously impressed by the calm exhibited by both parties, given the tensions between them and their respective nuclear arsenals. One nuclear-armed state fired a cruise missile at another nuclear-armed state this week. They were not at war, and it did not start one, the NIT was pleased to report. Sushant Singh, a senior fellow at New Delhi's Center for Policy Research, was thankful for the great maturity shown by Pakistan throughout the incident. We have been lucky this time. We should not make the mistake to think we will be lucky every time, Singh said.